It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. Here we go. With Malia Jacobson as your host.
Hello, and welcome to another Ask Malia mini episode of the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. I'm your host, sleep and health journalist Malia Jacobson. During the month of August, I'm doing something a little different. I'm taking a break from my longer interview-based episodes and releasing shorter episodes featuring questions from readers and listeners, listeners to the podcast, as well as readers of my sleep columns, Winks in Parent Mat Magazine, Counting Sheep in Metro Parent Magazine, and my blog, Ask Malia. I have a lot of sleep questions to choose from, so I'm picking ones that feature a mix of different ages and issues, some that focus on adults, some that are focused on kids and parenting, so hopefully there will be something for everyone, and I hope that you enjoy this one. Thanks. Hello, and welcome to another Ask Malia mini episode of the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. I'm your host, sleep and health journalist Malia Jacobson. On today's mini episode, we're going to be talking about something that I think everyone deals with at some point or another, and that is low energy despite thinking that you sleep enough. So the question that I got is from a 34-year-old who does not have kids and still feels tired during the day. So here it is. Dear Malia, I'm a 34-year-old without kids, and I almost never feel rested, even though I think I sleep enough. I sleep around 7 to 8 hours each night, and I feel like I shouldn't complain. Aren't parents the ones who are supposed to be tired? Anything I should change or think about? Well, if you never feel rested despite sleeping up to 8 hours a night, you should check in with your healthcare provider because there may be something going on. But if you have occasional periods of low energy, that is something that is much more in the realm of normal, and there are some things that you can do. I know I always feel a little less energized, no matter how much I sleep, when I'm coming to the end of a busy season, a stressful period, like right now, coming to the end of a busy full summer, thinking about the season ahead filled with some change and just gearing up for what's in store. I always feel a little lethargic and low energy, and there's definitely things that we can do throughout the day to help us feel better and get through our days with more energy. And there's a lot of research around what those things are. So here are some things to try. So there are studies out there that show that chewing gum can actually perk up your brain and it increases your memory recall. There's a study from the University of Northumbria that the act of chewing gum energizes your brain and improves your memory. And for a double dose of that energy, you can make that gum peppermint. A study funded by NASA found that minty scents increased alertness by 30%, and those astronauts need to stay alert so they know what they're talking about. Using your pressure points. According to proponents of acupressure, stimulating pressure points can help beat fatigue. For an ancient energy booster, you can hold the pressure point between your thumb and forefinger for a few moments, not enough to hurt yourself or cause pain, but you definitely want to feel some pressure there. And hold that for just about 10 to 15 seconds, and that is a natural energy booster. Exercising for just about 10 to 15 minutes is another great energy booster, and when you feel low energy, exercising is the last thing that you want to do. But a 10 to 15 minute workout can be the best antidote to low energy. In a study from University of Georgia, people who exercised for 20 minutes three times a week saw a 20% boost in their energy levels and just decreased their fatigue by 65%. So sometimes when we're feeling low energy and tired, we just want to bundle up in our homes, wrap ourselves in a blanket, close the windows, and hang out in our cozy cave. And that is going to make us feel even more sluggish. Dark environments tell your body that it is time to sleep. They cue the production of melatonin and serotonin, and they are just going to make you drag throughout the day. In contrast, bright light wakes up the brain and tells your body that it is time to be energized and get things done. It's particularly helpful within the first 30 minutes or so of waking up to get about 10 to 15 minutes of bright light. So this time of year, most of us are going to have bright light available at that time outdoors. So we can go outside, have your coffee outside, have your breakfast outside, sit by a bright window to read your morning news or do what you need to do within 30 minutes of waking up is a great habit that will help you sleep better that night, as well as feel more energized throughout the day. Music is a great way to boost your energy. I know many of us use this, and it's a good reminder. Music lights up your brain's pleasure centers. It can help jolt you out of an energy rut, and it's something that you can use with your kids too. Or if you're in an office, you can put in your earphones, your earbuds, AirPods, whatever they are, and enjoy your own music. But if you're at home with your kids, put some tunes on and have a little family dance party. It can really break everyone out of that energy rut. So there are some things that I call energy drains, and those are things that you want to avoid, especially when you're feeling low energy, things that may seem like an energy boost, but are really energy drains in disguise. So one of those things is going to be sugary snacks. It does seem like the fastest route to an energy boost. And when we are low energy is when we crave those things, because it just seems like a natural way to increase our energy. But it is an energy drain. And there's a well-known study from California State University Long Beach by Robert Thayer. And he had 18 people either eat a candy bar or take a brisk 10-minute walk. And he found that the 10-minute walk boosted energy for about 2 hours, while the candy bar left people feeling more tired an hour later. So, of course, if you need a snack, have a snack, but you may want to think twice about reaching for the sugar when you are feeling low energy. Caffeine is something that can, of course, increase your energy in the short term, and I'm definitely a coffee drinker. But if you're feeling a crash around 2 to 3 p.m., it may be a caffeine crash. Caffeine is something that will perk you up in the short term and then leave you more tired as its effects wear off later in the day. You can moderate this by going half decaf or choosing lower caffeine options. Espresso actually has less caffeine than drip coffee. Cutting your coffee with milk or a non-dairy substitute, choosing tea or another lower caffeine alternative can give you a boost, and then that crash isn't going to be as severe in the afternoon. Social obligations. So this is an interesting one, but when you're overwhelmed with work or family commitments, sometimes when you're feeling low energy, you might think that a party or a social commitment might perk you up, but it might leave you more stressed and distracted, especially if you are somebody who tends to absorb a lot of energy from others. Social cues may stress you out. You may get over-involved in draining conversations. This can be a real energy drain when you're already feeling a little bit low energy. So don't close yourself off, but really be careful about the commitments. Just be mindful about safeguarding your own energy during these times when you're feeling less energetic. And that can be a good way to preserve your energy so that you can focus on the things that are most important to you. And there's a great post by Sophia Dembling on psychologytoday.com called Plugging Energy Drains. And it's about saying no to social pressure. And I'll post that in the episode notes. Social media is another thing that can be an energy drain when you're feeling low energy. It is something that's very activating to your brain and feels good in the short term, but it can suck a lot of energy away from things that you need to be doing. And when energy is scarce, you have to direct that a little bit more intentionally so that you can do the things that you need to do. So if you're looking for an energy boost, cleaning out your email inbox, checking a few things off your to-do list, planning out your week on your calendar. Those are things that can actually help you de-stress, help dial down stress, and give you a little boost of productivity without that energy drain that can come from just scrolling social media. Ignoring the mess, that is another one. And as someone who has worked from home for a long time, I definitely think selective ignoring is an important skill to have when you work from home. In fact, I think it's pretty essential to be able to ignore some of the mess and the chaos sometimes so that you can focus on your work. But if you let too much clutter pile up, it can be a major energy drain. It's something that kind of becomes background noise and you might not notice it, but your eye can't rest on a clean surface. It really can be something that drains your energy and affects your mood, and you may not even realize it. So just setting a timer for 10 to 15 minutes, cleaning a surface, whether it's a counter, whether it's your desk, can really boost your energy. Every time you see that surface, you will feel better throughout the day. And it's also something that gets you up, gets you moving. You can involve the whole family, or you can just have this be something that you do. It is definitely something that I'm trying to incorporate, balancing out those 10 to 15 minute cleaning breaks throughout my day. And I have found it to be something that is energizing. Sometimes we do want to just ignore things and let things pile up when our energy is scarce, but ignoring that mess can actually be an energy drain. So there you have it. Those are my energy fixes and energy drains to avoid, just in time for summer's home stretch. I hope that you are all able to go into these final days of summer feeling energized, feeling ready for what's to come, and able to enjoy some great time alone, great time with your loved ones, making some great memories in the craziness that is summer 2020. I will be back next week, and we'll be in September. I'll have longer episodes with some great guests talking about some health and wellness and sleep topics that can help us gear up for a healthy fall and winter season, a healthy and well-rested fall and winter season. I'm really looking forward to those. In the meantime, please enjoy these Ask Malia mini episodes that I've posted over this month, and I will see you next week. Please sleep well and stay well. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this Ask Malia mini episode of Sleep Well, Stay Well. I hope it was helpful for you. You can find the podcast on social media at Sleep Well, Stay Well on Facebook and Instagram, and SWSW Podcast on Twitter. You can get in touch with me at malia@sleepwellstaywell.com, and you can find full episodes, show notes, more information about me, and my Ask Malia blog at my website, maliajacobson.com, or the podcast website, sleepwellstaywell.com. Next week, I'll have another Ask Malia mini episode, and then in September, I'll return with full-length episodes featuring some great experts. I can't wait. I hope that you enjoy your summer, what's left of it in the meantime, and enjoy some great times with your loved ones. Please sleep well and stay well. Bye-bye.
It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast, now you know. Thanks for checking out the show.